As a candidate for mayor, Bill de Blasio attracted headlines and crucial labor union support by protesting hospital closures in Brooklyn. And this week, Governor Cuomo, during his annual budget address, renewed his plea to Washington for financial help to keep those hospitals open. Joining us now to talk about local and state efforts is WNYC's health reporter, Fred Mogul, who's been following the story. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, you know, over the past few months, we've been reporting on these hospitals, and the news has been up and down. They're closing. They're staying open. No, they're closing. What's the latest?
Well, so there are several hospitals in deep financial distress. Let's start with Interfaith in Brooklyn. They just last week seemed like they were about to have the plug pulled once again. There was some money that was disappearing. They weren't going to make payroll. The CEO, Patrick Sullivan, provoked a firestorm. He said, we can't take ambulances. We're going to start transferring patients out. And people rushed into his office, nurses, civilians, local political leaders, not quite a melee, but a lot of shouting ensued. Here's how Sharani Perry, who's head of the Citizens Advisory Board of the hospital, described it.
Emotions were running high because you're talking about people's jobs, their livelihood. My heart was racing a little bit.
Sullivan is barricaded in his office. He calls the police. They basically escort him out after the board has overruled him. He's resigned already, actually, to be effective at the end of the month, but he leaves early. The hospital stays open and lives to serve patients another day.
Wow, it sounds pretty heated. I gather, though, that Interfaith is nowhere near out of the woods.
Right. This is all about disagreements over temporary funding. It almost closed in December, got a lifeline from Albany, but that came with many strings attached, and there's been arguments over what those requirements for that funding has been. They'll be back in federal court today, the hospital, the Interfaith leadership, the creditors, and the state trying to work it out. In the meantime, Governor Cuomo has been renewing his plea to the federal government to send him this $10 billion that they've applied for about 18 months ago. They've been expecting it, and it's to be used for many things, but crucially to keep open these Brooklyn hospitals.
And so they're talking about reinventing. What kind of reinvention are we talking about
here? Right. So this is money to make the hospitals and the whole healthcare system serve their communities more effectively and efficiently. The hospitals in particular are very old. They're saddled with hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. And less healthcare now takes place in these inpatient hospital settings. So the state and others have been saying for years we need to build smaller, leaner clinics that can offer primary and specialty care to patients, longer hours each day, lower overhead, get away from the old hospital model. Here's what Governor Cuomo said this week when he kind of addressed his comments to the New Yorkers, but also to Washington.
It is a critical situation. We have no alternative. The numbers are beyond the scope of the state government, and this is truly a crisis.
So he's asking for, you know, a lot of money. Will money really solve these problems? What seems to be the sticking point with the feds?
Yeah, it's $10 billion over 5 years, which is not a lot given – it wouldn't be a lot just for Brooklyn alone given the size of the problems. And this is money for the whole state, not just Brooklyn. Cuomo is also proposing kicking in $1.2 billion of state money for building construction. That's something that the federal government has been reluctant to do. One Cuomo administration official told me, you know, he hopes adding this money from the state will tilt the scales from Washington and move things along. Texas and California have gotten sums similar to this to reinvent their healthcare system. And late last night, actually, I was forwarded a letter that Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius sent to Cuomo saying they are moving it along and they hope they'll be able to get the money to New York soon.
You know, this week, Governor Cuomo also asked Mayor de Blasio to step up work on the Brooklyn hospital situation. Can you update on that us a little bit briefly?
Right. So aside from Interfaith, the most imminent hospital crisis is at Long Island College Hospital, Litch, in Cobble Hill. The state acquired it in 2011 as part of the SUNY downstate system. That whole system is losing money, about $13 million a month. And Cuomo and SUNY want to get Litch off the books as soon as possible. There have been a couple proposals for different groups to take it over. Cuomo this week said he actually wants de Blasio to insert himself into the process more. De Blasio did so as public advocate and as a candidate. And Cuomo says, okay, you know, you don't have an official role here. This is falls under state authority technically, but you do have a bully pulpit. You've got leverage with the unions. Get in there. You've got a couple different offers on the table. Help work it out and help get this hospital situation resolved at Litch.
WNYC's health reporter Fred Mogul. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thanks, Sotirios.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.